Hello,
friends,
and welcome to Mad as a Hatter,
a conspiracies and curiosity podcast. Well, if you are listening to us, it is time for Wednesday.
This is the 14th episode? No, 15th, 16th?
Episode 14.
I need help.
Yes. So it is time for episode 14.
Da, 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 da.
With a very fun topic of cannibalism.
Nom, 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 nom.
So, sorry, I just looked at my post-it note that says no ums or so. Yes, I hear all the feedback. I know I need to stop with the ums and so. It's only one feedback from my boyfriend.
I was like,
and from myself.
Feedback? I don't think we had any feedback on that one.
To those of you who are joining us later in the game, if you have thought it before, sorry. But
they will survive.
They will.
I will survive.
I will survive. That's all I know of that song, and I feel really disappointed.
Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I.
I will survive. As long as I
know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
She's like,
I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. Did you think I'd crumble?
Did you think I'd lay down and die?
That's all I know.
Oh, no, no.
Anyway.
Yep, now I remember it. Ring a bell.
So that is my karaoke for cannibalism.
Every Wednesday we have,
we have some sort of karaoke singing. On Wednesdays. Well, so.
If you guys don't believe me, I have about like 10 minutes of blooper reels of just us singing.
That is the
my
theme
episodes.
Song for cannibalism.
We will survive.
I need you to move that to the front of the episode.
Will do. Title name.
I will survive.
I will survive the noms.
Yes, that's our title.
I love it. Yeah, most of the time it's just us texting each other saying, what should we title this? But these last two ones we've gotten pretty good about knowing the title.
I don't think I had picked one out for Wendy and Go before.
No.
Oh,
I'm thinking
yes,
of D.B. Cooper.
Wendy Go or Wendy Stay?
Wendy Go
I
or
did
Wendy
have that
Stay.
One. Yeah, no, D.B. Cooper was a nice one.
Yeah, that one was fun. In recording timeline, that one just came out yesterday.
Yes.
D.B. Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, so if anybody's narrowing down when we record,
you're figuring it out.
Here's a clue. Yes. So, cannibalism. As usual with my notes, I always start out with a, what is the topic? I'm pretty sure we know what cannibalism is.
It's when you eat meat. Duh.
Duh. Any sort of meat.
Yeah.
You're all cannibals.
Anything. I'm a cannibal, you're a cannibal, Peanut's a cannibal.
Yep. Sorry, children. It's reality. No, that's being a carnivore.
Correct.
Or an omnivore if you like your vegetables. I do not. But
I'm an omnivore.
I have my moments. We just ate mushrooms on a pizza, so it counts.
There was garlic on that pizza.
It counts.
And tomatoes. And cheese.
Tomatoes are fruit, though.
Yeah, it's still not meat.
And bread. Welcome to Dissecting a Pizza with Paige and Darby. Yes, so we all know what cannibalism is. It is eating people or a human species consuming its own species.
It's any species consuming its own species.
Yes.
Not just humans.
For the context of the episode.
That was the look I was giving you.
Well, everything I searched said just humans, so I'm going with humans for this episode. Side note on cannibalism, as always with my episodes, no disrespect ever intended. I don't want to, this is a part of a lot of different groups' cultures.
Oh. It's like, I'm going to fully disrespect Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well,
yeah. Pretty much cannibalism.
Yes, but we're actually, surprisingly, I learned about a lot of different types of cannibalism that are different from normal connotations and thoughts of cannibalism.
If you're a serial killer that eats people, I'm going to judge you and disrespect you.
I mean, that's fair. I think that's fair game. I think once you choose that decision,
yes,
you're
yes.
fair. But with that being said about serial killers, there is a hesitation to classify cannibalism as a mental disorder, mostly because it is an aspect of people's cultures, and it has been for a very, very long time. Going back on the history of cannibalism, it's begun as early as 600,000 BC to 800,000 BC, so the Peking Man, which was an early species of Homo sapiens, there are evidence from, like, teeth marks on Neanderthal bones, and then, like, evidence of it scraping up against a pot when cooking. So that evidence leads to the fact that even early forms of man were practicing cannibalism.
Or were they Wendigos? Da, da, da.
This is psychology, not conspiracies, Darby.
They're so closely related, though.
True. They are very closely. And to think this was actually an accident that we chose these, because we pull everything out of a hat, so they just happened to coincide.
It was perfect.
Perfection. The word cannibalism comes from the island Carib people. They're an indigenous people of the Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean. They practice cannibalism, and according to the Spanish conquistadors, the Carib Indians were cannibals who regularly ate roasted human flesh. There is evidence as to the taking of human trophies and ritual cannibalism of war captains among both Carib and other Amerindian groups such as the Arawak and the Tupinamba. So early, way back in our history, and there's a long trend of cannibalism throughout time and history. The Italian explorer Giovanni de Verrazzano was killed and said to have been eaten by the Carib natives.
Hmm.
But there's actually an article about how Europe was kind of hypocritical when it came to cannibalism, because there is a lot of history in Europe and in their own history of cannibalism.
I just listened to that one episode on And That's Why We Drank that was about the girl who, like, it was Mary, you know, it was Elizabeth Mary something. She's from Hungary. She was like the start of Dracula. Bloody Mary.
Yes.
I don't remember. She drank blood.
I thought Bloody Mary was the Queen of Scots.
There's like four different origins of there Bloody are Mary.
That is true. Ooh, conspiracy theory.
That's true.
Yeah. Who was Bloody Mary? Ooh, topic hat.
Yeah. But she was a real person, that one person. Not Bloody Mary, but that girl.
Yes. So that was an interesting article that I read, and I was a little bit interested about that. I was like, oh, hey.
Is that island kind of near where that one island? I know I sound so dumb because I don't know the name of it. But that, like, men are not allowed to go to because of the tribe. It's actually never been
Amazonian?
Touched. It's an island.
So it's, well, this not is in the Caribbean. Amazon. I don't know what island you're talking about, but if it's near the Caribbean, yes.
I don't know.
We'll have to do a Google search.
I know it's an island, so it's not, like, on a continent.
Yes. I mean, if you zoom out really, really, really hard, all continents are technically islands.
Okay. Well, it's never been touched by...
Australia is an island.
Yes. This is not that big.
No, you're going to come at me with my cannibalism definition. I'm going to come at you with your island definition.
It's the only continent that is an island, though, so it's not that one.
True.
But yeah, it's the only one that's, like, never been touched by current day civilization, and, like, it's illegal to go there, and anyone who goes there gets killed. No, that one's definitely been touched.
Oh, well, true. Well, it's been messed with, not supposed to be.
No, this has, like, a tribe of people living on it.
Oh.
That they, like, throw spears at your boat if you go past it. Like, they have no idea, like, what anyone is. They just assume everyone's trying to, like, invade them, and it's against the UN contract to go near them.
That sounds like a hat topic. Give me a second.
I don't know how much information you're going to get out of if no one can go near them.
Untouched island. I'm sure there's research. Maybe someone, like, threw a hidden camera or something.
I know they were mentioned on a documentary, but anyone who, like, touches the island is immediately killed by them. So.
Probably won't get too deep into it, but worth a shot.
Don't know if you'll get a full episode's worth. Maybe a mention in an episode.
All right. From anyway. My favorite website of all time. I'm going to bring you the different types of cannibalism.
Please tell me that Wendigo's on there. Wendigo psychosis?
No, I wish. In a way, it is on there. It has a little touch that I could throw in there.
Because I found that on How Stuff Works, too.
Yes, it is from How Stuff Works. I'm obsessed with the site. It does have some amazing stuff. And Darby was looking it up, and she's like, oh, How Stuff Works does work. I was like, I told you so.
I stumbled upon it when I was doing my Wendigo research. I've never stumbled upon it on anything else, but...
I'm amazed. How Stuff Works, sponsor me. I love you.
Granted, I promise. It was about Wendigo psychosis, so maybe that is why?
Maybe.
I don't think that there's a How Stuff Works on other conspiracies.
Maybe. I mean, they have the types of cannibalism. So, you know.
Yeah, but that's science-based.
True.
I feel like my end's not science-based.
Well, I guess, like, how we talk about, like, phrenology, like, feeling the bumps on your head, like, the pseudoscience that people first tried to say.
Isn't that acne?
No.
That's a thing?
No, it's, like, bumps on your skull relates to different personality traits. So, like, if you feel your head, you can know, like, what type of person you are, your personality, if you're a criminal, things like, yeah.
How do you know if you're a criminal? I need to know.
Oh, man. You know, we didn't study it because it's a fake science.
I need to know.
If any of you are phrenologists, I'm sorry.
Am I a criminal?
Stop feeling your head. It's weird. How stuff works. Types of cannibalism. First one is symbolic cannibalism. So it's symbolism. You're not actually consuming the flesh.
I'm just pretending to eat the flesh?
Yes. We'll get into it more.
Help.
Don't worry. Survival cannibalism. So that's eating in order to survive a situation.
Okay.
Yes. They will survive.
I will survive. Well, I was more thinking of the victims, but okay.
Learned cannibalistic behavior. So this relates
to your parents feeding it to you.
In a way, yes. So this relates to the Carib people and other different societies throughout history. It's a normalized behavior within a group or community.
Or so, the torture of people.
Okay, these are people's cultures, Darby.
No, but haven't you heard of, like, all of those cases where people get, like, locked up and forced to eat things?
Yes. That's one more down.
Oh, okay.
One more down. No, this is just learned behavior. It's a part of their culture, their society. There's two different types. There's endocannibalism, so that's eating someone from the community. And then there's exocannibalism, which is eating an outsider.
That made me think of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The Dark Tales of
Oh,
Sabrina,
yes.
Where they have that one episode on Halloween where they have to sacrifice the girl and they're like, this is not right. We don't eat ourselves. And
oh,
like,
the yes, queen?
Do. Yeah. Yeah. And
that is an example of it. That's part of their society and culture. It's an example of it. It's a part of their society and culture that they believe something will come of it in relation to their culture. Yes. So next, pathological cannibalism due to insanity. So those are your more extreme cases where people are locked up and forced to eat it, or you believe due to some mental illness or insanity that you have to resort to cannibalism. Last but not least, there is autocannibalism. That's somebody eating themselves.
I feel like the fact that I bite my nails means I fall into that.
Next bullet point.
Oh, okay.
Biting fingernails is technically cannibalism.
It's auto-cannibalism.
It is.
I remember learning about that in science because we had to learn about all the different types of cannibalism.
It was this forensics. Is all like brushing up
it was
for
definitely
you.
Forensics.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't think this is high school biology.
But it was science class. Yes. Yes. And I was like, oh, that's me. Apparently eating hair falls under that too.
It does, yes. Any part of you consuming your own
I don't
self.
Do that, but
just the fingernails.
Just my nails.
Same. It's fine. We're all cannibals. That's what we said earlier. Now it's come true. So the types, five types, symbolic, survival, learned, pathological, and autocannibalism. So let's go into the reasons for cannibalism. This was a little hard for me to put together. I don't know for sure if I have absolutely every single reason. I did have to kind of create it myself. And I'm not a psychologist, so.
You made up the reasons for it?
I grouped them together. I categorized the reasons.
Okay, I was like, wait.
Yes. Reason number one, you become a unicorn. Or a wendigo.
Wendigo!
Yes. No.
You've been standing too close to a wendigo for too long.
Yep.
Now you have wendigo psychosis.
Welcome. Welcome to the club. Our reasons for cannibalism. First one I found is survival. And these reasons are when I'm really going to start breaking down into actual case studies and information. Some of the most famous survival cases first in history is the 1609 Jamestown colony.
It's debated on whether that was canon, whether they ate each other or not.
Actually,
Nobody knows what happened to them.
They said they did have evidence of at least one 14-year-old girl with teeth marks on the bones and signs that it was cannibalism.
It's assumed. No one knows what happened to them at all.
Again, psychology, not conspiracies. It is.
When you bring Jamestown into this.
1609 Jamestown Colony. So they went through the harsh winter of 1609 to 1610 called the Starving Time. And that time it is said to be that they dismembered and consumed a 14-year-old girl. There were 500 people in the party before winter and only 60 survived until spring. So this was not before Jamestown disappeared. Oh. This was, yeah, this was.
I don't think we know about that either.
No, this is a documented, they're pretty sure this is what happened. And if you look up cannibalism, Jamestown is one of the first things that pops up. Next, which you alluded to me in a previous episode that I am forced to talk about, the 1846 Donner Party.
Yes! I was literally going to say, if you don't bring them up, I'm going to be pissed.
I almost had it at the very end of my notes just to irritate you and be like, all right, so what's our next hot topic? Just kidding, Darby. No. The 1846 Donner Party. These were American pioneers in a covered wagon trail journey from Missouri to California. They were trapped in the snow in Sierra Nevada during the winter of 1846. They were trapped for 4 months until help came in February. Only 48 out of the 87 survived. The cannibalism and the winter.
Both.
Yes. They were trapped, so their only resource was each other to eat.
So. Question. Is that they were on the Oregon Trail, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so yes. Oregon Trail, you died of cannibalism.
Yep, there you are. I always got dysentery.
I actually never played.
Oh, really? I played it.
I just know about all of those.
Actually, only probably about 5 years ago.
And it was like dysentery and yellow fever and...
Scarlet fever, too?
Yeah, I think scarlet fever. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can die from. Yeah.
Smallpox blankets.
Cannibalism should have been on there.
Yes, it probably should have. Would not have been the kid-approved Oregon Trail that we know and love. Dysentery.
Dysentery part of that.
Oh, the things we filter out for children yet still leave behind.
Disagree.
In more recent times was 1972, the rugby players' plane crash. So that was a plane full of rugby players that crashed in the Andes. 16 victims were rescued and 70 died. Of the 16 that survived, they had to eat the flesh of the dead in order to survive.
Why are all of these in America? I'm seeing a trend.
Are the Andes in America? I thought it was in South America. Ha! South America!
Oh, they are in South America? Oh. Yes. Well, that's still in America.
Yep, still technically the Americas.
The Caribbeans are technically the Americas, too.
True.
They're not in Europe and not in Asia or Africa.
Well, hold that thought.
Okay.
There was the Cultural Revolution and famine in China. So many people across China were reduced to incidents of what is known as starvation cannibalism, similar to the Donner Party. Families were often reduced to trading their children for the children of their neighbors so they wouldn't wind up killing and eating their own kids.
So wait, they said, I don't want to kill my own child, so let me give it to my neighbor who's going to kill them, and I'll take their child.
Yes. Fair trade.
It's not the same thing.
I mean, at least it's not your own kid.
But you're trading your child knowing that it's going to be killed, so aren't you essentially killing it?
But you didn't do it.
But you kind of did.
Yeah. And, I mean, in... They were obviously going through a horrible time. Literally a rock in a hard place.
Just saying, I think my mom would die before killing me. I hope. Mother?
Mom, are you there? Your silence is startling me. So that was the survival reason for cannibalism. You gotta do what you gotta do in terms of survival. The next is there are benefits for it.
Okay.
Yes. So this is throwing back shade towards the Europeans with that one article discussing how they were a little bit hypocritical because they called all the, our favorite song from Pocahontas, savages.
Savages. Savages. Barely even human.
Yes. Wednesday karaoke. But back in the 12th century, the practice of incorporating human remains into medical remedies was common practice. So, in treatments called for the use of bones, blood, or fat for conditions as common as a headache.
Another fun thing I learned, the cure for epilepsy was rubbing a non-sufferer's blood on your lips.
Huh.
Yep.
or eating their skull.
Interesting. So this corpse medicine, as it was called, I love it, corpse medicine, they would take out remains, they'd unbury them, take them out, steal them, grave robbing, get the corpse, and they would use them in a mixture of remedies. This corpse medicine started to fall out of favor in the 16th century, but remained in use until the late 18th century.
I won't lie. That's a lot better than what I envisioned when I was listening to the episode that said that the cure for epilepsy was to rub blood on lips or eat their skull. I assumed you just killed a non-sufferer and then took their head.
And in this case, it was already dead.
So I'm hoping that's all of the... That is the case, because it was in the 1600s.
Yes. I mean, there may be incidences where they weren't dead.
I'm going with the grave robbed.
Yes. That is the documented...
That sounds more pleasant than just murdering random people. The documented definition
is grave robbing and taking. So speaking of the benefits for it, we actually continue this trend in modern times with placentophagy, which is consuming the placenta after birth.
I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. This is very popular.
You're supposed to take it home and boil it.
This is very popular. New moms would save the placenta after giving birth. You could freeze it or cook it as is. But it is seen as a treatment for postpartum depression and fatigue, among other health benefits, given its high protein, rich iron, and nutrient content. So, Darby, what are you doing after birth?
I'm not having birth.
I personally don't see myself doing it. I don't want to insult anyone. So if that's what you prefer to do, it's still a form of cannibalism.
It's auto-cannibalism, though.
It is.
It's yourself.
Does that make it better?
I don't know.
We don't look at fingernail biting as taboo. I mean,
you're not killing someone, so it is better, but... I'm not doing it.
True.
I still think it's gross.
Yeah. I'm not a meat eater, so like I'll eat some meats, but I'm very picky about it. I think placenta is not on my menu. I don't eat the liver
of anything.
I have had foie gras. She just flinched so hard.
I can't even look at livers.
We work at a grocery store.
I can't look at livers.
You've worked in the meat department.
Like once. I don't pick up those shifts because dead things creep me out.
That's true.
I don't cook my own meat. I make my boyfriend cook it for me.
That's terrible.
Because I don't like touching it.
I have a rotisserie chicken in my fridge that I need to take apart. You want to help me with it?
Not really. I'll eat the meat. I don't like the carcass.
Reasons for survival. Reasons for cannibalism. We have
reasons for survival.
Fight me. Reasons for cannibalism. We have survival. There are benefits for it. Next that I want to talk about are cultural reasons. So this we have discussed with learned cannibalistic behavior. The Wari tribe, for example, eat the bodies of dead relatives as a way to release the body's spirits. So they assume that in order to consume it, that lets their ancestors and their family members, it allows their spirits to move on. The Aztecs in Mesoamerica captured enemies and ate them. I was waiting for you to make an America comment.
There's a lot of America comments.
There's the island Carib people that we have talked about. Next is symbolic cannibalism in Catholicism. So eating the flesh and blood of Christ. So again, it's symbolic. You're not actually consuming the body of Christ, but it is a cultural reason for a form of cannibalism.
Is it technically cannibalism if you're eating bread and wine?
It's symbiotic cannibalism.
But you're not eating actual...
With the intent of eating flesh and blood.
But you're not actually eating the flesh and blood. You're eating bread and wine.
That is true. Again,
I'm telling you, you go into a church and you have a body and say, here, eat this flesh. They're going to look at you.
That would be
not in a good
learned
way.
Cannibalistic behavior or pathological cannibalism. But this is symbiotic. It's a thing. Then the Korowai tribe. So, according to Australian journalist Paul Raffel, who spent time with the tribe in 2006, when a tribe member dies due to mysterious circumstances, usually disease, the Kauai believe that the person has succumbed to a kahua, a witch. In order to counteract the effects of the witch, magically eating the deceased from the inside out, Tribal custom dictates members have to consume the flesh of the dead as a kind of revenge.
Revenge killing.
It is. The next reason for cannibalism is rituals and sacrifices. So in other cases, the consumption of particular portions or organs was a ritual by means certain qualities of a person eaten might be obtained or by which powers of witchcraft or sorcery might be employed. So it says, if I eat the heart of this very strong warrior, I will gain his strength, or I will gain their cunningness, or I will gain any sort of skill that I desire. The Aztecs apparently practiced cannibalism on a large scale as part of the ritual religious sacrifice of war captives and other victims.
Mm-hmm. On their pyramids.
Yes. This was a part of a sacrificial religious rite. Leonardo Cainacoluni was a clearly mentally disturbed Italian woman who became convinced that in order to keep her son safe when he went off to fight in World War II, she had to perform human sacrifices. She killed three middle-aged women and used their blood to make tea cakes, which she served to her friends when they came to visit. She also used flesh from one of her victims to make some most acceptable creamy soup, which she gave away to neighbors.
I've definitely heard of that person before.
Mm-hmm. I believe she's been featured on And That's Why We Drink.
Yeah, like she's been featured on a podcast that I listen to. Yeah. For sure.
So I highly recommend everyone go check out that episode. It is actually pretty interesting.
We've name dropped them like four times.
Just a little bit. Please love us. But yeah. So while technically she would fall under the pathological cannibalism, I did include her because she believed in sacrifices and rituals. Next reason, cults. So in July 13th of 2012, Papua New Guinea police said they have arrested 29 people accused of being part of a cannibal cult in the jungle.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Papua New Guinea police said that they have arrested 29 people accused of being part of a cannibal cult, and they charged them with the murders of seven suspected witch doctors. They allegedly ate their victims' brains raw and made soup from their penises. I knew that one would get you.
Okay. So Jeffrey Dahmer should have been part of this cult.
Yes, probably. And Jorge Beltrán Negromonte is a serial killer, and with the help of his wife and other women in their cult, he made pies out of his victims and he sold them on the streets in Brazil. And the local police chief was apparently a big fan of the pies, and he found out what they were doing, did not arrest them, but he let them leave in exchange for their property.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, you know what? You keep giving me the pies. We're good. Like,
no, he did say you have to leave. I'll take your property, though, as a little bit of a bribe. So, yeah.
Not the pies.
They owned a coat.
One coat.
They owned a coat.
One.
Yes. Jorge, his wife, and the other women were a cult. They made pies made out of human. Sweeney Todd much.
Okay, but I need to know what type of pies these were, because when I think of pies, I don't think there's meat in my pie.
Well, I mean, is it in Britain they have meat pies?
Oh, I guess you're right.
I think so. Or like empanadas. Have meat in them, and they're technically a hand pie. Yeah.
Oh. I think of pie as like apple pie. Like
typical else, American.
Like, even shepherd's pie, I wouldn't call that pie.
It's literally a shepherd's pie.
I know, but I wouldn't be like, would you like my pie?
Would you like a slice of pie?
I would straight up say, would you like
chicken pot pie?
Shepherd's pie? I don't know. I don't think of it as
pie. I get what you mean. I think pie is like anything encased in dough, maybe? I don't know.
I see your points. I just don't understand.
The next overarching reason for cannibalism is that they view human as food.
Okay.
There's the Melanesian Pygden term called long pig, which you've heard on the Sabrina show, where she's like, man, it's been so long since we've had long pig. It's just another name for human.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes. So if you ever hear somebody say, hey, come over for dinner, we're having long pig, run far, far away.
But I guess in the Sabrina show, they do also often refer to eating children. So
yes. The Batak of Sumatra were reported to have sold human flesh in the markets. So there are a lot of cultures and areas that do believe human meat is just like any other meat and able to be consumed.
There was this one person in America that got arrested for having a butcher shop where they sold human meat.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry. I thought you were done with your examples.
Nope. The next reason is a curiosity / fetish.
Please tell me that this is exactly who I think you're going to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
So, vororophilia is the exotic desire to be consumed by, or sometimes to personally consume, another person or creature.
Wendigos.
Yes, Wendigos. Well, except they're not erotic. They're just hungry all the time.
You're right. They just have cravings. Yes. All.
No, this is erotica. Oh. So, 1991, Rotenburg, Germany.
So, we're going to the dark web.
We are. Armin Maywees. He put out an ad for a well-built man willing to participate in a mutually satisfying sexual act. Cannibalism.
You listened to episode one. You know what website he put this ad out on.
You do. Bern Dragon Brandies responded. If you have listened to episode two, you know the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, it was episode two. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I thought it was episode one. You're right. It's two.
Who remembers anymore?
100% two.
We're on episode 14. We're allowed to make mistakes now.
It was the dark web one.
Yes. Hitler's on the dark web. Just
yep,
search
just
that.
Look for that.
So Armin Maywees did put out an ad. Somebody did respond. He did eat him. He was charged with murder.
Where was his body hidden under?
I don't know that.
Oh, I said in episode two, and it's my favorite, so I was just hoping you'd repeat it.
Where?
He hid it in the freezer underneath his pizzas.
Oh, right. No, I do remember that now. So we had that whole conversation about, wait, what's proper meat storage?
I was really hoping you'd...
Cooked above raw.
Yes.
When consuming your cannibalistic meat.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that's my favorite fact about this whole thing, but it is.
Welcome back. We'll get a little bit more modern here. In March 12, 2013, New York City police officer Gilberto Vail, who was 28, was convicted of conspiracy that opened a window on the internet world of cannibalism fetishists. So he probably was the dark web, opened up a lot of market for cannibalism.
Cannibal Cafe?
Probably. Who knows?
I thought that was shut down when Armand...
Oh, then nope. He revived it.
There's a lot, I'm sure. I'm sure there's still something. It's just not called that anymore. Yes.
Then in November 27th, 2013, German authorities in Dresden arrested another policeman on suspicion of killing and chopping up a man he met on the internet who apparently fantasized about being killed and eaten.
Germany, what's going on with you?
Officers, what's going on with you? The other one was New York City.
I thought you said Germany.
Nope. Germany was Maywees, then New York City was the police officer, and then German authorities arrested this next officer. So Officer Detlev Gunzel had met a willing victim in an internet chat forum devoted to cannibalism fetishists. In 2015, he was convicted of murdering the individual and chopping him up in an S&M chamber.
Germany, do you need help?
Maybe just a little bit. Our next reason for cannibalism, and only has one case study with it, but I could not resist, could not help myself. It's just a form of art.
Wait, how is eating anything a form of art?
There's that whole, like, ratatouille where he's like, hmm.
Oh, I guess cooking, like culinary art. Okay. It's like, take the human out of it, and I don't understand.
So, in May 13th, 2012, Japanese artist Mao Sugiyama surgically removed his penis and testicles and then served them to customers at a special event. Yes. They paid 20,000 yen, or for us...
Wait, did they know?
Yes. They paid 20,000 yen, or $250, for a plate with his body parts.
So they knew?
Yes.
I have questions.
You know who else knew? The police in Tokyo.
I have a lot of questions.
The police in Tokyo knew, but since cannibalism wasn't illegal in Japan, no one was arrested and no laws were broken.
I have questions why cannibalism's not illegal in Japan. But also...
Well, 2012 it wasn't.
That's not that long ago. Also, though, can you really arrest somebody for hurting themselves and then also other people willingly partaking in... Not hurting anybody else, but just eating food.
It depends on your viewpoint of cannibalism.
I mean, I would not partake in that. And I would judge him hardcore and everybody who went there hardcore.
Probably.
But it's different if they didn't know what they were eating. Then I'd be like, that's illegal.
We're getting there.
Oh, well, I know. There's lots of, there's actually a lot of those stories.
There's a lot.
But, like, that's a whole different thing.
Yes. Yeah. This was an interesting case study.
I don't understand. That's basically what I'm getting at.
This was a very interesting case study.
I feel like there's a lot of...
And probably relates to our next reason for cannibalism, which is pathological cannibalism. So first and foremost, as referenced multiple times, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, I was also waiting for his name to come up on your end.
Yes, that's all I have for you on him, though.
Oh.
Because he is in my hat, and I don't want to give too much away. But he was one of the most well-known cannibalists. One of the most well-known cannibalists, and somebody that is studied very often when it comes to cannibalism.
And as you can tell, somebody that I study a lot because I keep mentioning him in like every episode Paige ever talks about.
Pretty much.
But I'm giving her
also
hints.
He can relate to a lot of different episodes.
I'm giving her hints. She's not accepting my hints.
Little does she know. another case with this is 1991 Orange County. Oma Emo Nelson was 23. She was a formal model and nanny. She killed her husband, William Nelson, and chopped up and cooked his body parts over Thanksgiving. And she put his body parts in the garbage disposal. And neighbors said it ran for nonstop for hours.
Did he cheat on her?
I saw no evidence of this.
Oh, that's...
She was 23, he was 56. I don't know if there was...
Probably some money she wanted.
Possibly. I'd have to go into more detail about that. I'm sorry, guys. I was trying to keep this as brief as possible.
Interesting. Wait, but did she eat him?
Yes.
Oh,
she
okay.
chopped
oh,
and
yeah.
cooked him.
You said he served at Thanksgiving. I was like...
Yes.
I just heard he went down the garbage disposal.
And then our very last list of... very last reason for cannibalism we have. So all together, let's just do a good recap. It's for survival. There's benefits. There's cultural reasons, there's rituals and sacrifices, cults, it's just food, curiosity and fetishes, it's a form of art, pathological cannibalism, and last and finally, it's an accident. So this is when we get into those cases of accidental cannibalism. So there are a lot of cases of human meat being sold to unsuspecting customers. I'm pretty sure I got this from a Ranker list of unintentional cannibals.
I use them a lot for conspiracy theories.
They're the best. Ranker, do you hear us? Check us out, please.
Y'all have a lot of conspiracy theory stuff out there.
You do. So, Joe Menthe's meat stand, which you talked about earlier, he was a serial killer. He killed 10 people in the 1970s and the 1990s. He was nicknamed the Cannibal Killer because he opened a meat stand during his killing spree and served human meat mixed with pork.
At least that's nice. One way to get rid of the body.
I mean, honestly. Then in 2011, a Russian chef killed his father-in-law after an argument, then used the meat from his body to make pies.
What is up with pies?
Which he served to customers in a popular cafe. Darby's just not having it with this pie thing.
I am not. I do not trust. I'm never going to trust another pie that anybody ever gives me.
I'm going to give you a pie.
I won't trust it.
Would you like some long pig pie?
You know what? Then I'm going to give you some chocolate pie.
Stop it. I don't even know. Hashtag the help. Zhang Yongmin is a Chinese serial killer who carved flesh from his victims' bodies and sold it in a market as ostrich meat.
I have a lot of questions.
Well, I for one know, I don't know what ostrich tastes like, so I'd have no idea.
No, but where is this guy from?
China.
How is he getting ostrich meat?
I mean, isn't China, isn't that a delicacy or something?
Well, ostriches are from Africa.
I mean, how do we have one in the Indianapolis Zoo?
Yeah, but we're not out hunting ostriches. You don't find them at the local meat market.
No.
I'm going to question you of any restaurant that tells me they're serving ostrich or lion or even alligator here. I'd be like, where'd you get that?
I always get gator from the state fair, though. I'm not even going to lie. I really hope that's not one of these stands. But I've had gator in Florida. I've had it here in the Indiana State Fair.
Florida makes sense.
Florida does. I mean, you can't ship meat. I mean,
You can.
We work at a grocery store where we get shipments of food all the time.
We don't get shipments of ostriches or gators or lions.
Well, no.
We don't get meat from Africa or Asia.
I mean, probably because they're really expensive.
It's really hard to keep the meat fresh. I'm not going to trust any meat that supposedly comes from there.
Well, maybe they breed them. You know what? I'll just go ask Zhang Yongming next time I see him. I'll hit him up on Twitter.
Yes, please do.
So that is cannibalism. That's what I have. So history, the different types, the reasons. I hope that was sufficient enough. Lots of case studies in this one. I tried to keep them all super brief, but I feel we got a lot in.
Yes.
Really, that's the only comment you have?
I don't know. I'm still stuck on the ostrich meat.
You're still stuck on. So Darby, her issue with cannibalism is just the meat pies and the ostrich meat.
Correct.
Nothing else concerns her. No, mine is now an intense paranoia that I'm going to go to this cute little meat shack or this little hot dog stand, and I'm going to eat something I don't want to eat.
And get offered ostrich meat.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, folks, look it up. There are so many cases of accidental cannibalism. It's a little shocking.
Did you know that there is actually a percentage of human flesh that's allowed to be in all meats?
Nope. We're done for today. All right. Darby, what am I talking about next week? Nope, not today, Satan. Not today.
Yep, the FDA allows that to happen. I forgot. Fatal distraction.
Not really something I can yell yay about.
I like a lot of creepy stories about it, so I'm going to say, yeah, creepy stories.
Yes. So I will talk about a popular no sleep story with this. So if always feel free, check us out on Wednesday next time to hear about fatal distraction. Darby, right before that, you're going to be talking about the Lincoln assassination, correct?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm interested to hear what that's all about. It's going to be spooky. All right. Darby, where can you find us?
You can find. Wait, listen to us or find us?
Anywhere.
Okay. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Mad as a Hatter, Reddit at Mad as a Hatter Podcast, Patreon at patreon.com/Mad as a Hatter Podcast, Snapchat Mad as a Hatter Podcast,
Mad as a Hatter Pod.
Mm-hmm. And you can email us at email us at madhatterpodcast@gmail.com.
And you can listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Podomatic. Awesome. So we will see you next time on our next trip down the rabbit hole.